Lift Him Up, December 25, the First and Second Advent. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. At the first advent of Christ, the angels of heaven could scarcely be restrained from pouring forth their glories to grace the birth of the Son of God. That birth, so little prepared for on earth, was celebrated in the heavenly courts with praise and thanksgiving in behalf of man. While the shepherds on the hills of Bethlehem watched their flocks by night, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. The leaders in Israel professed to understand the prophecies, but they had received false ideas in regard to the manner of Christ's coming. Satan had deceived them, and all the glories of Christ's second advent they applied to His first appearing. All the wonderful events clustering around His second coming, they looked for at His first. Therefore, when He came, they were not prepared to receive Him. Between the first and the second advent of Christ, a wonderful contrast will be seen. No human language can portray the scenes of the second coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. He is to come with His own glory and with the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. He will come clad in the robe of light, which He has worn from the days of eternity. Angels will accompany Him. 10,000 times 10,000 will escort Him on His way. The sound of the trumpet will be heard, calling the sleeping dead from the grave. The voice of Christ will penetrate the tomb and pierce the ears of the dead, and all that are in the graves shall come forth. We are now amid the perils of the last days. The scenes of conflict are hastening on, and the day of days is just upon us. Are we prepared for the issue? Every deed, small and great, is to be brought into recognition. That which has been considered trivial here will then appear as it is. The two mites of the widow will be recognized. The cup of cold water offered, the prison visited, the hungry fed, each will bring its own reward. The serpent's head will soon be bruised and crushed. The glorious memorial of God's wonderful power is soon to be restored to its rightful place. Then paradise lost will be paradise restored. God's plan for the redemption of man will be complete. The Son of Man will bestow upon the righteous the crown of everlasting life, and they shall serve Him day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.